to another episode of the Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian. This fella is Ben.
Hello. I'm Ben.
Good to hear you, man. It's been a while.
Has it?
Well, I mean,
who have I been recording with all those months?
It's hard to. I mean, it feels like have we ever not been doing this podcast? It just seems like this is our life now. It's nonstop. I can't recall a time where we haven't been doing the Happy Cast.
All I know is I've been recording every single week and not releasing them, just sharing them with you.
Well, I mean, you're archiving them, and you're going to eventually send them to the Smithsonian, right? For their important cultural significance.
Yeah, we made a deal. We heard back from the Smithsonian, because I asked them first if they would. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, sure, just record like a few years worth and send them on a floppy disk.
Okay, yeah. How many podcasts do you get on a floppy disk these days?
Oh, it depends on how badly I compress the audio. It'll just sound sense. Like...
Sounds like an Atari at that point.
It'll basically, yeah. It's just 8-bit us. And it'll be like, Ghostbusters!
Did you say asbestos?
Ghostbusters!
Oh, I thought you said asbestos!
No, the NES Ghostbusters game has an audio thing that, like, talks. And it sounds like, Ghostbusters!
But they don't say asbestos.
I hope not.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ben. I'm kind of dry on Happy Hours of Bum Patrols. I got nothing. You got something to talk about?
I haven't been happy about anything in a long time. It sounds sad. I haven't been sad about anything in a long time either, so I'm not depressed. What's the opposite of depression? Oppression?
I don't know.
I'm feeling pretty oppressed right now.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we need to spice it up. Switch up the format. We could...
After dark.
You said
spice it up.
We need a little R&R. We should play a game. What, we could do a chess podcast where we play chess.
Oh, you know what R&R reminds me of? What's Monopoly.
That? Ah, yes. And you know what Monopoly reminds me of?
Mr. Peanut?
Monocles? But yes, Mr. Peanut.
So, is there a Mr. Peanut game?
I mean, not officially, but... You could be Mr. Peanut or anybody you want in one of those fancy new age pen and paper role playing games.
Oh, like that game R&R?
Yes! Rungeons and Raggins.
Raggins. That's when Scooby Doo plays D&D.
Yeah. Oh, I've always wanted to get into that. I've never known anybody that can Dungeon Master before. That's the barrier to entry.
Well, I have only done it amateur circuit. I've never gone on the pro circuit of dungeon mastering yet. But I do have this book I can check out from the library.
Okay. All right, yeah. We should... Let's do that. That sounds good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to B&B and D&D... which is a bad name, but it stands for Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. And I am Ben. I will be the DM, which is pretty much a narrator slash a referee slash everybody that the party members aren't. And we also have Brian here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hi.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're in the name, so you should be here all the time.
Am I the first B or the second B?
You are the second B, because you always make me be the first B.
Okay, I was just making sure we're still doing that.
Yeah, we are.
Because if you were the first B, I would walk. We'd be done.
Fine, it will be B and D and B and B and D. You'll be the second B, but the third overall.
Okay, alright, so it's Ben and Dungeons. Dragons. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And Brian and Dragons, yeah. We also have Q here.
Hello!
And we have a Caitlin.
Hey!
All right, perfect. So how it'll work basically is I will introduce the scenario. Brian Q and Caitlin, will either be themselves or in character. It doesn't really matter which one's which. You'll figure it out as you go. They'll know too. And they tell me what they want to do or what they are doing, and I will tell them whether or not they are succeeding or what they have to do to succeed. All right, so let's start. So, Brian, who is your character? What's his name?
Let me gaze upon this character sheet you provided me. Hello, my name is Ken Adams. I am a human monk.
All right. Well, Ken Adams, you are currently in the town of Neverwinter, and you are in a tavern because your old friend, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, he trusts you because of a long time ago. Why does he trust you, Brian? I mean, Ken? Or Brian, I guess.
Ken, yes. We go way back. He was a regular at a bar I owned many, many years ago.
He deemed you as the only one that he can trust to do some favor for him. So you are sitting down in this tavern, and he walks up to you, and he's like, "Hey, Ken, thanks for coming."
Hey, man, it's been a long time. How have you been, man?
Oh, I have been pretty great. I have some good things coming, but I need some help from you.
Sure. Hey, man, you know, I mean, we go back. Since you did pay your bar tab before you up and left, right? I kind of lost track of the
yeah,
books. So.
Yeah, I definitely did. I did that.
Okay, I'm making sure, man, because I could use a little extra gold. If you had it, I'm not. Okay. That's fair. Good to see
you'll get some for doing this job for me. I need you and a friend that I've hired to help out. I need to take some supplies to the south, to this town called Phandalin. I got some stuff going on, and I need you to do that. And I know it's hard for one person, so I hired the best ranger I could find in the area. Her name is...
Alwyn Leonman.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alwyn. Come on over here. Come sit at the table. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Good to meet you as well.
Yeah, so you two, I need you two to take the stuff down there. I gave her a map of the area. She knows all about it. She should be able to help you get down there. She's also is pretty strong and fighty, whatever that word is. And so I think she can protect you, since I know you're all about that drink.
That's true. In fact, we're in a tavern. Would you mind buying a round for the party?
I suppose I can do that. So Gundren orders a round, and while the drinks are being brought over, you hear the bard in the room. Their song starts to end.
Sweet unicorn, nay, 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 your horn is ever look so pointy, so pointy, okay. So pointy.
And then the song ends, yeah. and Bard, you walk over to the table.
Hey, guys. You want to tip me? No.
I remove one piece of gold from my inventory and give it away.
Oh, thank you. That's the most I made all week.
Wow. That's not great. So, all right, go on your way.
No. I overheard you guys, and I thought, you know, you could use me. I'd be super helpful. I'm sneaky and singy.
It seems like you'd be better at entertaining people and not just going into a forest.
Entertaining in
for
quotes.
A while.
You guys are people, though, and I'll entertain you.
I think the trip will be entertaining enough.
But I'm an entertainer, and it'll be super cool.
I don't know here, man. I kind of dug that last song. I feel like we could use a little bit of entertainment on this expedition, right?
Well, okay, here's the deal. I was going to give the two of you, Alwyn and Ken, 10 coins each for doing this. But if she wants to tag along, this weird little halfling, and... You can just pay her whatever you guys feel like. I'm not.
Oh no!
I don't have insurance against halflings.
No. Well, to be clear, I didn't say anything about cutting her in. She could hang out. I've got debts to pay. I need all that gold.
Well, if you guys want, that's fine. I'm gonna ride ahead. I need to get to town early. You have to take a whole wagon of stuff, but I left it out front. It's parked up there. It's the oxen's. You'll know it when you see it.
So,
One second though. What are we taking to Phandalin?
It's a wagon with all the supplies I need for in town. I found some stuff I can't really tell you about, but maybe if I trust you more, I'll tell you eventually. But
well, it seems like you should tell us what exactly we're carrying, since you know we're gonna be carrying it.
Oh, okay. I'll let you in on a little bit.
All this way. Okay.
We're mining something. So it's a bunch of mining materials and like pork, flour, ale, so we can do the mining and eat lanterns. It's all that. It's in the wagon up front.
All right.
It's pretty important it gets there because Phandalin has the highest prices in all the realm.
Fair enough.
So yeah, you're all in?
I guess.
If I may inquire.
Yes.
Why do you need three of us for this? What kind of dangers might we face on the way?
I don't need three of you. I need two of you. But I will let the third tag along.
No. I mean, it's like a group bargain deal at this point. What, Halfling Barg? I don't think I got your name. What do they call you?
I'm Violetta Tugboards.
Did you say Violetta Tugboards? What?
Tugboards.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Violetta Chalkboards?
Violetta Chalkboards.
Violet Chalkboards?
It's a weird name.
Halflings, you know how they are.
Oh, Violetta Chalkboards. Got you. Okay, I'm sorry. Of course, it's such a common surname. I can't believe it took me so long to pick up on it.
It happened.
All right. For the two of you, it's not that dangerous. It's just I know if something happens. You know, you need the buddy system nowadays. You never know. It could be like a bandit comes by. If there's only one person in the wagon, you're easy pickings. With two, it's more intimidating. Also, I know you're not great with directions, Ken. So I figured this ranger, directions and like a short sword, she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Grateful and appreciative of the work and the opportunity. I'm curious what makes you think I'm well suited for this job, knowing you know I do have a problem with the vices of the city, including the hard drinks.
I'm also wondering why you think Ken is good for this job. I mean, I know why I'm good for this job, but...
No, me too. I met her like 5 minutes ago, and I can already tell she's far more qualified than I am.
Well, part of it is I need someone I've known for a long time so I know they won't try to rip me off.
Okay.
And I've known you a long time. I know that you need a little bit of money. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you out on this and give you something to do. Also, there's ale in the wagon. I figured since you tend to drink, maybe we need someone there to make sure that ale makes it all the way there.
Hmm. You're right.
That's fair.
All right, all two of you in?
Three?
Yep.
We're like the three musketeers, except we're all D'Artagnan.
Who are those people?
Oh, right, sorry. It's a drunk fever dream I had. I'm sorry. Oh. Sometimes I just have these lapses. I just slip over into some dream realm. I do apologize. Just don't pay my nonsense any mind.
All right, well, I'll leave the card up front. I have to leave tonight. You guys can leave in the morning, so you have all day to travel. I'm going to leave with I hired a guy, too, named Sildar Hallwinter. So we're going to go ahead and head on to Phandalin, and we'll meet you there. And
all right, we'll see you later.
The dwarf gets up and leaves, and he and Sildar probably head off to the south, and you guys are just hanging out in the tavern now.
Did those drinks ever show? I think he ordered a round before he left. Did he pay for that?
I think he ripped his off.
Ah, yeah. Classic.
Already?
Classic Gundred Rockseer. That's his thing. He was frequently in my bar. I don't think he ever paid for a drink.
Oh, classic Gundred. So, what do you guys want to do? Want to spend the night? Leave now?
Oh, what time is it
now? It's like pretty dark.
Okay, so we should leave at first light.
All right. So
that sounds good. I'm gonna do it. It's where are we at? It's a tavern.
Yeah, you're in a tavern in Neverwinter.
Okay. Is there? I wonder if there. I'm not familiar with the area. Is there a nearby inn that we can stay at for?
Oh yeah. He actually paid for you guys for the room. He actually did not pay for those drinks. He just raised his hand and pretended to. But he did pay for the room so the two of you could stay overnight. Assuming that Violetta the Bard probably already has a room.
Bard, yeah. Do you have a room, Bard?
I do. I get paid in housing.
Oh.
That's a nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I like money, but, you know, the biz.
But you just get housing, I guess. All right, so you spend the night, and you set off to the south. You follow the road for a long time. It's like a days and days trip. And which of you wants to drive it, and where the other two of you want to be in this little... It's like basically a Conestoga-type wagon, even though they might not have that.
I guess I'd be, like, the navigator.
All right, so,
and also watching for potential dangers.
So you might need someone else to actually drive it if you're doing that.
Right.
I'll take the
All right.
And I'll sit in the floor between them and be the radio.
Oh yeah, that's great. Or do you take the quest?
What's a radio?
What's the floor between
I'll
them?
The floor of the sea.
Well, no, that means you'd be in the back where the cargo is. There's only like room for two up in the front.
Yeah, their legs go down on the.
Don't their legs hang down?
Not picturing this wagon right.
I guess you're sitting in the back then. Brandon,
I'll sit like a parrot between them on the top of the seat.
I guess you are a halfling.
And I will entertain them with my song and stories.
That's a great story.
I'm so glad we brought the bard with us.
Ken, it's a good idea you chose to drive. You actually have proficiency of land vehicles.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty good driving that.
That works. Thank you.
So I assume we're taking the high road?
Yep, you're taking the high road. Better than the low road.
Yeah, certainly.
You're taking the high road to the south, and then you turn off onto Tribor Trail. And you've been on that trail for about half a day, but as you come around the bend, you spot two dead horses sprawled about 50 feet ahead of you, blocking the path. Each has several black-feathered arrows sticking out of it, and you can't really go around because the woods are pretty close to the trail and there's steep embankments and thickets on either side.
Hey guys, it looks like there are a bunch of dead horses over there.
Oh, thanks. I don't know what should we do about this?
Who's good at seeing? Like perception or investigation? Maybe you can look from far away to make sure it's not a trap?
I have +2 perception and investigation, so I guess I'll do that.
So, you tried to see what you could see, but as you leaned forward to look, you just fell out of the cart and onto the ground. And you're just laying on the ground in the dirt. You don't see anything except dirt.
Are you okay down there? Did you get into the ale when I wasn't paying attention?
No, apparently I'm just clumsy after all that driving.
Your legs were asleep.
My legs were asleep.
So,
I'll take a peek.
You get closer and you see the horses are definitely dead. They are not alive.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, guys, they're super dead right now.
Should we go in to see a bit closer?
Maybe Ken should try this time.
Can we turn the stealth on our wagon?
Your wagon does not have stealth. There are two oxen on it. It's definitely not stealthy.
But I can talk to animals.
Well, if you want to use one of your limited spell slots, you can. All right, Ken, do you want to do something?
I would like to investigate these dead horses.
As you near it, you see that the saddlebags of the horses have been looted. They're empty now, and there's an empty leather map case nearby. They've been dead about a day, and the arrows are definitely what killed the horses. Also, you know that these are the horses that belonged to Gundren and his helper Sildar.
Oh no!
Oh no! This looks bad. I think my old buddy Gundren might have gotten. Taken by some highwaymen. He got jumped. This is very bad. Very ungroovy.
They might still... Are you from California?
I don't know where that is, but Ken Adams has been a lot of places, man. He's picked up slang from all the rest.
You're definitely from the West Coast, though.
So I think we need to be careful because these highwaymen might stay around here to jump people on the way to Phandalin.
Then you hear a rustling in the bushes, and four goblins jump out.
Oh, great, okay. Can we talk to them before attacking?
You can attempt to for your action, yes. And since Q, you rolled the highest, you get to go first. There are four goblins in front of you.
If I talk to them, does that mean that I can't attack, or can I talk to them, and when they're unfriendly, I can then attack?
Well, they came out with their weapons drawn, so they are already pre-unfriendly. But you could, if you do well enough, you could possibly have them not attack you. It depends if you want to, like, all right, do persuasion or intimidation or deception or whatever you want to do. But that will be your attack turn.
I don't think I have enough to intimidate them, so I think I'm going to go ahead and attack them.
All right, so there are four goblins. Two are charging at you with their swords drawn, and two are kind of standing at the tree line with their bows drawn.
Okay. So I'm going to stand back a little bit and hit them with my longbow.
Hits him square in the chest. He kind of stumbles backwards, but he's still mad, and he's still alive. But he's not doing great.
Oh, no.
All right. Violetta, it's your turn.
I will use my crossbow. I'm going to aim for a goblin head.
Well, like one of the ones that are charging it with a sword, the one that's down on the ground hurt, or the ones with the bow?
The ones with the bow.
All right, so shooting one of the ones with the bow. Okay. He's a little bit too far away, and you missed him narrowly.
Fiddlesticks.
All right. Ken.
Okay, I look and observe which of these goblins is the biggest and toughest, and I throw my spear directly at his head.
All right, that's the one that's charging you currently. All right, so your spear goes right through his leg, and he can't move, and your spear is over like 20 feet away where the goblin is, and he's just like looking at you and like cursing in goblin.
Can I hear what he's saying?
Yes, you can.
What is he saying?
He's saying a bunch of curse words that I can't say on this podcast.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's just cursing in pain at what Ken just did to him. All right, and now it's their turn. Well, the one that can't move, he just kind of stands there cursing still because he's trying to pull at the spear, but he can't get it out of his leg. He's not looking great at all. He looks in a lot of pain. The one that Alwyn shot stands up and starts charging again right at you, Alwyn. He swings, but he misses. So, you're fine, but he's right in front of you now. The two with the bows both aim at you, Violetta.
Because
you tried to hit them. And they also miss you, because they're too far away, and you're pretty small as a halfling. Alright, so it's your turn again, Alwyn.
So, this time I'm going to use my short sword, and I'm going to hit at the guy who's currently right in front of me. How about right through his heart?
Ooh, yeah, okay. You do plunge it right through his whatever, and he dies.
Yay!
He falls to the ground as he runs at you. You kind of just hold your sword in front of you, and he runs into it. Goblins aren't bright. All right. Violetta.
Yes?
It's your turn.
So I have good sneakiness, right?
Yeah, but they see you right now.
Nimbleness.
What are you wanting to do?
I am wanting to sneak up behind one of them and slice their ankles with my dagger.
I don't think that's going to work because, well, one, the ones with the arrows are like 60 feet away.
But there's some near us.
There's like one, but he's pinned to the ground.
I only have a dagger and my crossbow.
Well, you can run up and just stab him normal.
But if I sneaky go up...
All right, you can try to sneak, but he'll see you because it's a field that he's in. You miss. You miss his ankles. And you just run through the field. He's kind of confused that you just ran towards him, ran behind him, and then ran back.
Yeah, the trick is to confuse them.
He's like, why are you running in circles around me, he says in Goblin, which only Alwyn hears.
Why did we bring the bard again?
Well, you know, she could sing at them.
All right, Ken, it's your turn.
Okay, there's one pinned down in front of us, and how far off are the other two?
They're like 60 feet away.
Okay, 60 feet away, you say?
Yes.
In that case, I would like to, first off, I would like to arm myself with one of my darts.
All right, you have a dart.
I have a dart, and then I run up and I kick the goblin that's pinned to the ground. I kick him right in his goblin face.
You kick him right in the face. You dislocated his jaw. So he's cursing more, but you don't know what it is anymore because it's just nonsense sounds. But he's still alive.
Oh no, guys! I thought that would kill. I feel bad now.
Do you want to do something else too? Because you still can.
Yeah, I. Well, I take my dart and I throw it at one of the other goblins.
Yeah, so your dart misses. It just kind of flies past him. All right, the one on the ground. He is just in so much pain. He just wants to get out of there. He's not focused on attacking you guys anymore. His jaw's dislocated. He's pinned still by your spear. He doesn't want to live. The other two, since you threw a dart at them, Ken, pull out their short bows and aim at you to attack you. They pull them back. They both shoot, and they hit you for 4 total HP.
Yikes.
You get hit with 2 arrows.
It's a bummer, man.
All right. Alwyn, your turn.
I'm going to... So there's one on the ground in front of me, and there's two a ways back, right?
Yeah, the other two are near the tree line.
Okay, well, I feel bad about the guy on the ground. I'd like to put him out of his misery, but I'm going to use my longbow again to hit one of the ones near the tree line.
You hit him right in the face, and he's not dead, but he's a lot like the one who's currently pinned to the ground, where he's not going to bother you anymore. He just has an arrow in his face. And is bleeding a whole bunch.
Nice. Sucks to be him.
It does. Violetta?
Where are all the goblins right now?
Well, you're back with your friends. One goblin is like a little bit away, like maybe like 20 feet away, and he's the one that dislocated jaw and spear through his leg. The other two are about 60 feet away at the tree line, where one is fine and just has a bow and arrow. And the other one is currently has an arrow in his head and is laying on the ground writhing in pain.
I'll shoot the one that's standing up by the trees.
You hit him in the torso also, and he's looking kind of freaked out. They thought they were going to get you because they surprised you, but they are not looking confident anymore. All right, Ken.
Okay, so there's three of them left. How many are there?
There are three. Two are in a lot of pain and not wanting to attack. The other one is looking kind of scared. But one, okay. You're still near the one that you kicked in the face.
Okay, well.
He's alive.
Okay, that's good. They're all still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done an adequate job of displaying our force, that we're not to be reckoned with. I point at the one that is not in a lot of pain, and I ask the noble to speak to him.
Okay, I will speak to him and persuade him and his friends to go away.
You don't even have to roll for that. They definitely just want to get out of here.
But before they go, I would like to request that the bard sing a song about how we defeated these goblins as they leave the chain.
You guys really sucked, and we attacked you, and you're scared and sad, and you're all bleedy, but I'm not going to heal you with my healing song. You're just going to go get all the germs up in your cuts.
The goblins are just trying to cover their ears. They hate the song. Goblins.
I help. Hey, can I help up the one that kicked in the face? I feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Salt in the wound.
Yeah, as you try to help him up, he answers in common, "Please just take your spear out of my leg."
Okay, I very very gently remove the spear from his leg.
And then he runs off towards the trees and tries to help his other injured friend, and they all just kind of run off into the trees.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what happened here.
Well, you succeeded.
And that's what you get for attacking. A noble. All
right. We should have definitely asked what they did to my friend Gunner Rocksmith.
You maybe should have asked. Yeah, Gundren Rockseeker.
Wait, we go yes. Run after them. Come back.
Violetta then just runs off into the brush.
Oh no, she can't see goblin.
She's just gone into the brush. You guys are standing there looking at each other like, there she goes again.
Okay.
You know, I'm starting to, I think I'm coming around to your opinion of bringing the bard with us. That might have not been the best.
See, so, this is why you should only bring people who are highly trained and have, you know, lived their life with a sword and a bow in their hand.
Will Ken Adams find out what happened to his old friend Gundren Rockseeker? Will Violetta forever be lost in the Goblin Woods? And will Alwyn manage to keep her sanity? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.